Right now, we're heading to B Facility 3 Block, which is our security housing unit. Uh-huh. Inmates who have been segregated from the regular population based on misbehavior or illegal activity.
With a two-month hunger strike over the issue of solitary confinement finally over, California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation opened its doors to show us a place that fills many prisoners with fear.
Welcome to BSU.
Well, this is a security housing unit, and I'm going into one of the cells at the moment. It's five steps from the door to the window. There is access to daylight coming in. When I reach my arms right across, I can't quite touch the fingertips on either wall. The ventilation system links four cells together. And at any point, the prisoners in any of those cells can talk to each other by shouting through those air vents.
They have a desk with a stool so they can do homework, write letters, do whatever they need to do.
Inmates spend 22 hours a day here on their own. Prison guard Lieutenant Lethan Engelana does not consider it solitary confinement.
I mean, when I envision solitary confinement, as I've always seen it in the movies and stuff like that, you know, it's like some deep dark hole where they put these guys and they're totally by themselves with no interaction with anybody, and that's just not correct. There's regular interaction with other staff.
It's an important definition. 2,000 people are kept like this for years, in some cases for decades, and thousands more in California held for months. The United Nations considers more than 15 days of solitary confinement as a form of torture. Juan Mendez is UN Special Rapporteur on torture, and he wants to visit California's prisons.
My main concern has been solitary confinement, not only because it's used very pervasively. No one knows for sure, but I've seen estimates from 4,000 to 12,000 people in solitary confinement in California alone at any given day.
My name is Francisco Javier Carranza, and my prison number is F05026, and I'm convicted for bank robbery.
Carranza was validated as a gang member, which along with being a threat to others, or what are called administrative reasons, leads to shoe time. He spent 12 years on his own in a cell.
The officers come by, they hand me my food in the morning, they bring me my lunch, they bring me my dinner, I say thank you, and they go away, and that's basically that. Or if I'm coming out for a shower or yard or medical. Isolation breeds hostility. You know, it's like you put a dog on a chain, you don't let him around other animals, eventually he's going to bite somebody.
We don't necessarily consider it to be solitary confinement. It depends on your definitions.
Martin Hoshino is acting head of California's prison service.
These are the folks that are in prison who have actually committed crimes while in prison. When I think you actually look at the physical conditions of the shoes themselves, they don't fit the traditional definitions that we're aware of for relating to torture. There is a need to have some form to be able to isolate and contain the dangers so that you can actually provide the services you're supposed to be providing and the rehabilitation.
The use of segregation in and of itself is a failure.
Michael Bean is a lawyer who, after more than 20 years fighting for prisoner rights in California, is starting to see results.
If you are putting someone in segregation, you're putting them in harm's way. The evidence shows, and their internal documents show, that they know that this is inconsistent with mental health care. It's going to make people worse.
He's in court fighting against isolation policy and against the treatment of mentally ill prisoners. The disturbing sound of a naked prisoner being forcibly removed from his cell is taken from one of the videos used in court by Michael Bean as evidence of maltreatment.
If you're in a mental hospital and you need medication, they don't use pepper spray to restrain you.
What you're actually seeing is really an exception to what goes on. There might have been 1, 2, 3 hours of intervention before the actual use of force. And then also, to put it in context, the use of the chemical agents actually is one of the less lethal forms.
Martin Hoshino says the fact there are videos shows there are checks in